Hey everybody, how you doing? Today we're talking about a movie called Stigmata. This is an old movie that came out a long time ago, and I think it came out in the early 2000s or late 90s, I probably would say. And this movie has Patricia Arquette and Gabriel Byrne. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but if I'm correct, he played the De Satan in the movie End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I remember seeing the commercials for this movie, and I didn't even think of it as a horror movie. I thought it was maybe some religious drama movie that I could just like don't even care about, you could skip. So I was on Tubi TV, magical world of Tubi. They actually had the movie Stigmata, and I was like, let me see, if I just have time to see this movie. And I was surprised how good this movie actually is. I mean, I'm like, wow, I should have saw this movie a long time ago. But the movie is about this priest, they're trying to figure this hoax about the bleeding of the statue, and then it kind of leads up to this, you see in the flashback, you see in the scene that the priest that passed away, his rosary was stolen by this boy, and he sold it to a woman that was on vacation. And the woman sent this rosary that belongs to the priest that had a stigmata before he passed away. This rosary was sent to her daughter in New York, if I'm corrected. And because of this rosary sent to her, now it's like, what happened to this priest is happened to this woman's daughter now, and now the daughter ended up having a stigmata, and she's wondering what's going on. You got the Vatican telling this priest who did the investigation of this priest to do this other investigation about this woman who have a stigmata, and then the priest start investigating this woman, and later on he kind of develops this bond with her, like him and the woman, Patricia Arquette's character. Like a good bond, like they like friends, and he actually cared for her, what's going on with her. And while the Vatican want to cover this up now because they realize that this woman knows something that does not want to get leaked, And then later towards the movie, like towards the end of it, you get like the possession scenes with her. So you kind of think of this might be a demonic possession movie, but it's really not. It's like a different take on a possession movie when you think about it, And I like how they played this out. It was pretty good, And you could be asking yourself, who's the real bad guy in this movie, when you think about it. Stigmata was a really good movie. I was just surprised how good it was. I was, like I said, only regret I had is, like, it's one of these movies I just skip and never paid attention to it until later on when I had a chance. And when you look at it, you realize how good it is. It's like, damn, you wish you went back to it, to give it a chance. But yeah, definitely check this movie out. Stigmata, not a bad movie. Highly enjoyable. Good acting. Good storytelling, well executed. Especially I love the ending of the movie because it just makes really good sense. Definitely highly recommend this one. Anyway, over and out.